Later on that evening, when I thought I'd had enough, I sat down in a restaurant, an old seven children and have it always planned to grow the smallest vegetables in all the kingdom's land. They're poor, he said, but happy, and well, that's what really counts. And every evening after their 20-hour day, they sleep content, imagining that restaurant far away where fat fucks in designer suits would order over meals. The smallest portions of these tiny morsels for their meals. Still the blood, it clots, and the hearts get stricken. See, everybody's searching for that attitude change. My Porsche got stuck in traffic, and my girlfriend said, get real. How dare you get me stuck here? How'd you think that made me feel? I got a Yamaha, 5 million of bike was what I needed, with my name spelled on the number plates like Paul Revere on speed. Yes, my girlfriend's name is Anne, but she says the K is silent. Put the H after the A, she gets really violent. She wears designer jewels and she's got designer clothes, which go with her designer mouth, eyes, ass, tits and nose. And she does another line and she's talking finger licking, and that's my signal to send out bar. That attitude change. A special breed that fills the need. It's bread to feed the endless greed. Ah yes, it's poultry time for all you little kittens. Well, let's get hip and do attitude change. Precisely the right moment, loud enough so the neighbors hear and think I'm really potent. She's considerate like that, which is why I guess I love her. And by that I hope you don't think that I am trying to smother her uniqueness or her freedom to find some other lovers and express herself sexually in attempting to discover the inner self that every modern woman in the land has a democratic right to, which I as modern man of course respect and understand and indeed can empathize with, appreciate, articulate before and sympathize with. And any reference I might make to her sexuality has been vetted and approved by the women's commissary, and the plans get hatched with the plots they think and see. Everybody's looking for that attitude. Politics for all the little minds. It's the special interest lobby for these multicultural times. The politically correct are the Nazis of our time. When it's the freedom of ideas that makes men civilized, let's drag out the old scapegoat if he's still alive and kicking, and go riding off in glory for that old attitude chicken.
Your soft pillow, fancy blankets keep you warm. Let the leafy branches cool you. Let the blue skies keep you from all harm. Let the wind keep fresh your memory. Let it blow across the land. Let the rain refresh your spirit. Let the damp earth hold your hand. Memory is sometimes perfect, sometimes clearer than the light. You can wait and wallow through in the hollows of the night. Christ here of another day, and no Christ will be beneath them. Now the evening sun is racing on, lying flat on wintry fields. It carries on its restless will. The sound of victory church bells be. Bells you've ever heard are ringing out for what you've done. Like all the dreams in all the world, you're shining reckless like the sun.
beating in your heart.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
says na na na. Then she goes outside. She don't know what she does, but it feels alright. She says, I'm a sunny girl. Yeah, I'm feeling good, and it's a shiny world. Well, here she comes. Oh, here she comes. Herself and she puts it in a row upon the shelf. It's where she keeps the bottles of the essence of herself. Sometimes she takes it down and shakes it when she finds herself in despair. Voodoo of the suburbs come to fix her up and do her hair. Yep. Thank you.
Et toi? Did the man.